You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
There is no need to play act at being young when you come to the point where you have to act your age.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour.
Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Father in heaven, by your grace, your forgiveness, your power, help us to bear the heat and burden of the day. Abide in us, and give us faith to abide in your Son, Jesus Christ, as branches in a fruitful vine. Give us the sap of life, that we may grow and keep on growing in your grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. The seasons are part of human life. We see them come and go on the calendar of every year, spring and summer, fall and winter. They remind us of the passage of time in human life. The springtime of youth with its promising buds, the summertime of solid growth when fruit forms on the trees, or when it becomes apparent that there's not going to be any fruit at all. When the promise is no longer enough, there has to be a product which will take the heat and the burden of the day. The summertime of human life has often been called the prime of life, when men and women are supposed to hit their peak and to maintain it as long as they can. For some, the prime comes awfully soon and burns out awfully fast. For others, the prime takes a long time in coming. That does not mean it takes a long time in going. For many people, the prime never seems to come. They like the springtime so much that they would just as soon continue it for the rest of their lives. They never seem to grow up, evidently having the idea that by refusing to act their age, they will never grow old. Or refusing to act their age, they won't have to take up the burdens of the summertime during the long days when the sun is hot and doing the hard work of bringing forth fruit takes energy. Plants need water in the summertime, or they will wilt away. Many people expect to survive the summer with what they got in the springtime, not growing, not developing, not drawing nourishment from the soil from which they have come, not developing emotionally or spiritually, even though they go to college or get what they think will enable them to make a living. All of a sudden, they wake up one morning and find themselves, so to speak, withering on the vine. They ask themselves what happened, and suppose that life has dealt them a low blow. Somehow they've been cheated of what they deserve to have. Actually, they thought it was still springtime, and now the summer has come, the summer of life. The vine can no longer be satisfied with flowers. It has got to produce fruit. As we said last week, Jesus Christ is the man for all seasons. He is the man for springtime. Young people can do nothing greater for themselves than to remember their Creator in the days when they are young, before the time comes when they no longer enjoy living. Jesus Christ is God's man for that season. His gift to young people who want to know who they are, why they are here, and where they are going. Jesus Christ is God's chosen man for people who wake up one morning and find out that the summer has come. The heat of life is upon them. They have got to produce. They are in the prime of life. Great things are expected of them. Now is the time to take the heat and the burden of the day, to recover strength and spirit, to take the heat and the burden of the next day. The summertime of life calls for a lot of faith and a lot of the stuff by which faith does its work. Without faith, summertime can be a mighty dull and dreary business. Summertime takes faith to withstand pressure and hope to face the future. It takes love which ennobles the present and shows life to be worth living right here and now. It takes everything that Jesus Christ has to give, God's man for all seasons, and especially for the summertime. What we are talking about today is not just survival. We are talking about life, real life, with sap in it. Not just to produce blooms, but to make things grow. Jesus Christ called himself the man for all men, to make things grow. He is God's man, the one mediator between God and men, the one to bring things together, the one to supply the power to make things go and grow. Jesus Christ says of himself, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. Men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciple." Jesus Christ is talking about growing up. There's got to be fruit. Nothing is more pathetic than a grown man or woman clutching at bygone youth and trying to recover the springtime when the summer has come. I've seen a great deal of that. People refusing to act their age, rejecting the responsibilities of their maturity, trying to live on the resources of springtime without growing into the stuff of summertime. A young couple caps the springtime with romantic love that strikes them as the love of the ages. On their wedding day, people say, "What an attractive couple." Then comes the summertime, with the responsibilities of making a home, providing a living, raising children, and forming relationships with other people that are meaningful and productive, both for those who make them and for those with whom they are made. All of this requires resources of character that go far beyond romantic love. It takes faith and hope and love, which faces the realities of life. The rise of divorce in modern life can be laid rightly at the door of immaturity. Of course, people are immature when they enter marriage. They don't have to remain immature, however. They have to grow. They have to draw on their faith, if they have any faith, in order to become real people, living their lives in a real world where summertime follows upon springtime. People of little faith soon burn out. They lose hope, and they wonder where love has gone. It isn't that love was never there. It just burned out and wilted away. Jesus Christ was right. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. There has to be constant growth, or there will be death. Most of the divorces I have seen have occurred in families where one partner or both partners are running away from responsibility. They are running away from life. They think they are gaining life, but they are losing it. A good many divorces result in another divorce somewhere down the line, and sometimes two or three more divorces down the line. Somebody was just not able to take the summertime because he or she never outgrew the springtime. To live in the past is to be out of life. It is that in the summertime as it is in the fall and winter. The middle years have to be the green years, the time of growth, of product, of strength, to take the pressures of the day and be able to sleep at night in order to get ready for the next day. To be able to sleep at night takes a clear conscience. You're not going to have a clear conscience, my friend, without the assurance of forgiveness that comes from God alone. Only He can forgive sin, said the people of Jesus' day. And they were right. One day, Jesus was faced with a man who had taken the hard knocks of life. He had a palsy, which restricted him to the mat on which he was lying when those four stalwart fellows brought him to the house where Jesus was. They led him down through a hole in the roof they had cut in order to reach Jesus in that crowded house. When they finally worked out this operation, those four fellows stood up there looking down to see what would happen. Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the man on the mat, "Son, take heart, your sins are forgiven." Seeing their faith, Jesus did that. It wasn't exactly what they were looking for, but they had faith in Him. Some other people standing around there said, "Who can forgive sins but God only?" Jesus said, "Which is harder to do? Say your sins are forgiven you, or say, take up your mat and walk?" Our secular world knows the answer to that question as well as anybody. We think it's harder to say, take up your mat and walk. Jesus said that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the man with the palsy, "Take up your mat and go home." It takes a lot of authority and power to forgive sins. God has that authority and power. He has vested that power in Jesus Christ. He gave His life for the sins of the world. Because of Him, there is forgiveness. In Him, there is forgiveness. For His sake, there's forgiveness from God. The people around there understood it very well. We are told they marveled that such authority should have been given to men. People need that in the summertime of life. The trouble with our world is that it hopes to go its own way without growing in the grace of God. We're all going to make it on our own. In the middle years, people are tempted to coast on what they have without drawing on the resources that God alone can give. He forgives. That's where the power lies. The temptation in the summertime is to cop out, to escape the responsibilities of life. This is the season when responsibilities have to be faced or the summertime is lost. This is the time for faith. To grow, that people may go. This is the time that the branches have to be attached to the vine to get the stuff out of which growth comes. What Jesus is talking about is for real. It produces people who are for real. Faith is not unimportant. It's terribly important. It's the heart and soul of life. It's the stuff of which life is really made. It's more important than a college education. It's more important than a good job. It's more important than paying off the mortgage. It's more important than having children and then letting them grow up like weeds. Faith is life. It's life when it is faith in God, that is, and in His Son, Jesus Christ, God's man for all seasons, and especially when you need Him the most, in the summertime. Jesus said, "I am the vine. You are the branches." He supplies strength to keep going, to keep enduring, to keep producing, to maintain an engagement with life as gears engage each other in a going concern. He is the connection that counts, that makes life move. That point of contact with Jesus Christ is what the Bible calls faith. Faith can be looked at in different ways. Primarily, it is a connection between you and God. The vine is Jesus Christ Himself. He is God, and He's also God's man for your season. When you need Him the most, He is there, always there. He died for the sins of the world, and He is alive. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead to be alive. He is Lord, and you can have faith in Him. He supplies the power. He is divine. And you are at your ever-living best when you are a branch attached to that vine. Jesus Christ is God's gift to you. He's also God's grip on you. With faith in Jesus Christ, you get a grip on God. But the important thing is God's grip on you. When you have faith in Jesus Christ, the power flows through to you from God and from Him alone. There's no need to play act at being young when you come to the point where you have to act your age. There's no need to escape from the now of real life. God wants you to live, not to play dead. The gift of life is in Jesus Christ. What we are talking about today is not religion, but life, real life. The good gift of God in His gracious act of sending Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died for your sins, and Jesus Christ lives for you. Jesus Christ is the real life in God, the real life from God, the real life with God. Summer is a good time. The years of summertime in human life are the prime years, the time to stand in the strength God gives through Jesus Christ, His man for all seasons. It's a time to be receiving and a time to be giving. The branch that is in the vine produces twigs and leaves and fruit, sharing its strength with the world. The summertime of life is the time to share with young people who are in the springtime of youth, to nourish them through the difficult years of adolescence and young adulthood. It's the time to use the strength God gives to support and shape communities of family and neighborhood and world all around you. It's the time to support the moral quality of life with the exercise of values God gives to people who have faith in Him. The branch of the vine supports the outer, younger, more delicate parts of the vine. It participates in the bearing of fruit. It has a warm and vital relationship with the main stem, the trunk, the vine, from which the basic energies flow. Summertime is a great time for people who know Jesus Christ, God's man for all seasons, to have a vital relationship of faith in Him and love and hope that always are the products of faith in Him. Summertime can be hectic, demanding, and hot, but it is the heat of the summer that makes things grow. The energy keeps on coming when you're hooked up to the supply of energy, which is God, with all of His goodness and the life He gives with His forgiveness. With summertime comes a time of growth, of joy, of purposeful preparation, which make fall and winter things of beauty rather than seasons to be dreaded. Have Jesus Christ, my friend, and have life. Have Jesus Christ and produce in the summertime of your life. Have Jesus Christ and have God. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done to you, said Jesus Christ. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Now, that's life, my friend. It's life in Jesus Christ, the kind that produces vigor and provides zest and joy in all times and in all places, in all circumstances and conditions. It comes through Jesus Christ and through Him alone. God's gift to you. God's man for all seasons. Amen.